even after I cleared everything out, wheeled that wobbly shopping cart filled with your things down the hall to the elevator, stuck the Salvation Army bin, even after I looked down into the snowy courtyard for the last time, empty benches and a path that turned on itself, even after all that, I dreamed your room was still a mess, a mattress pad in the middle of the floor, your nightgown bundled in the corner, the room was still a mess. I'm frightened of certain dates. December 30th, your death hums in the background, delivering buzz after buzz of new shock. Now I push away from the calendar. It's squared off corners and tidy boxes. No more holidays circled in red. Remember when I begged to go to sleepaway camp, and when I got there, I cried all the time with loneliness, and you wrote me every day? That's how things are now, except there's no letters. Those last years, I'd pick you up in the morning, and the car was like a little boat, and we'd row out to hospitals and doctors, just us moving downstream, the shoreline further and further away. Wear this sadness like a coat, wrap myself up in it, feel the weight, the warmth, stumble under its bulk, collar up, collar down, sleep under it like a blanket. She wore it for her parents, I'll wear it for mine. In a dream, I was walking down the aisles of a drugstore with my mother beside me. Aren't you surprised, I asked, that you're walking? Typical her, she shrugged, not particularly. Then I realized I could mold the dream, so I reached out and held onto all 10 of her fingers. They were warm, and I could feel the bones shifting in her small hands. She said, I might get some of that mascara after all. We stepped outside. We didn't find any makeup, but we did pass some plants glowing in the filtered sunlight. This morning, an unexpected storm blew in. One moment, I was pulling into the driveway, and the next, the wind whirled up. Just the way thoughts of you picked me up with a sickening twist, then dropped me back down unexpectedly. Traveling through the desert, I stop at the Continental Divide, the point where water spills in two directions, and I feel myself moving backward and forward between youth and old age, between the past and the future, the sky above and the land below. Time is spilling in two directions, then and now, life and death, away from you and back. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.